Peter in New York, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Yes, I have asbestos on the rear of my house. They're about 12 inches high and about 24 inches wide.
Okay.
And I can't find at any of the rental places a cutter. I know there's an asbestos cutter. I've never seen one, but mm-hmm. I know there's one out there.
Yeah.
So, but I can't locate one. So they told me I could cut it with a circular saw with a plywood blade on it.
Right.
But I keep burning out the blade. I can't make the corner cuts. And there's a lot of smoke.
Right.
Well, these are cement asbestos shingles, correct?
Yes.
Why do you need to cut them? What kind of a job are you doing?
Oh, well, we're taking out the windows. In the rear, we're changing the windows.
Okay.
And then we want to put them back. But naturally, we have a different shape to the building now.
Right.
So I want to put them back. And naturally, they were painted a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it all blends.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. There is an asbestos tile shear that is used specifically to cut tiles, and it kind of scores them and breaks them, I guess would be the best way to explain it. And it's something that you typically do find at a rental house, and if you can't locate it, your option would be
about a stone blade?
Well,
like a masonry blade, since it's encased in cement, essentially.
Yeah, that probably would work, but you need to use a full respirator so you're completely isolated from this, because you're going to be stirring up that dust and breathing it, and it's really, really bad for you.
I know it's happened already.
Okay.
Yes. My only problem with the saw, I tried that saw, but unless you really hold this asbestos down, you'll crack them. At least I crack them.
Oh, yeah.
Them, put it that way.
Yeah, you might find that it's easier to put a plywood blade or a stone blade on a table saw, if you had a table saw.
Oh,
that you wouldn't be holding on to a circular saw. Then you don't have to worry about holding them down and
then you know you're cut straight.
The guard back, you can really have both hands to use to move the material.
Oh no, very good. I'm glad I called.
All right.
Okay, thank you for your time.
They always sound so surprised when we come up with a good idea, Leslie. I don't know why it is. 888-666-3974. Who's next?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.